So you were born in Welland in Kamchatka in 1920, is that correct? And were your parents, did they do any woodwork or anything? Did you have any?
It's a pity that you didn't get all that from notebook, but that's all right. My parents were, how would you call it, not aristocrats, but they were pretty close to it, people that didn't need to work. And my father was sort of a amateur geologist or whatever you might call it, and they made a trip all across Russia and ended up in Petropavlovsk, which is now Vladivostok. And they were having dinner with the governor there, and he said, "Oh, by the way, I'm building a school up there, and nobody wants to go there." And my mother said, "I do." And so she became the first teacher in that school in Welland. And the people were Chukchis.
How do you spell that?
Chukchis.
What did she teach?
What'd she teach?
Elementaries.
Oh, it's just one of those elementary things with children. You teach a few words of English, and she learned a bit of Chukchi, and same as in Alaska, she had a one-room little schoolhouse, and all the children, piled in there, and they went through the alphabet, they went through the numbers from 1 to 10, and all kinds of things. That's just an ordinary one-room, everybody school.
Mm-hmm. How long did she do that?
They were up there for 2 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. In Kamchatka?
In Welland, yeah.
In Welland. It's highest up.
Near the forest.
By the Bering Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, or by the ice sea, ocean.
It's very nice to meet you.
Very nice. Oh, please sit down. But he hears very badly.
We'll see what we can hammer out here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be a nice boy now.
I'm trying.
Okay.
All right, dear. Drive carefully, there are a lot of kooks out there.
Especially if I have the car keys.
Yeah.
So you were in Siberia until about 1930?
No. I was born in 1920, and in 21 or 22 we went to Shanghai. I had a grandfather who lived very well in Shanghai, and we were in Shanghai for a couple of years. And then we came over to the United States. My parents were very well educated, and we came over to Seattle, no, or maybe Vancouver, I don't remember, but it was on the Empress of Asia. And my parents got work teaching in Alaska, and we were in Sleep Mute, up 450 miles up the Kuskokwim River. Sleep Mute. And we lived there for 4 years, and then we came out. And then we went back up again for 3 years. We lived on the near Anchorage,